This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you were a call the other day. I spoke about this ACA, about making these subsidies permanent. We still have and experiencing this government shutdown. We're hearing about all the ills that are out there relative to federal workers, federal services, what's happening at airports, and the list just goes on and on. SNAP benefits, this benefit, that benefit, over and over and over again. You also will recall the other day I spoke about a phenomenon where we had people that were retiring early, and they ultimately ended up going to the exchanges, the Affordable Care Act, for coverage, thinking that these things were going to stay the same, that the premiums were kind of frozen, they wouldn't be experiencing these increases like everyone else is in the conventional insurance market, right? Right now is open enrollment for a whole lot of people. Typically, these healthcare policies run on a calendar year, and you're seeing the increases. We've seen the increases over the last 5 years. For the most part, they've been double digit. So it's just interesting why folks continue to think that because this is a government program, that they're not going to have to experience any increases. Now, keep in mind, the federal government, even without the subsidies becoming permanent, is financing about 90%, somewhere in the high 80s, 90% of the entire cost of this program. Which makes what I'm about to talk about, and I don't know why I didn't remember this, but it's really interesting about how this is all working, and timing is everything. So when this is an article that was in the Wall Street Journal, and they laid it out perfectly about this Obamacare Blue City bailout and what ultimately happened. So Rahm Emanuel, when he was the mayor, was facing a $360 million deficit back in 2013. And not long thereafterwards, the Obamacare program, it was being bannered about, it finally comes to fruition. The city of Chicago expected to spend $194 million that year subsidizing health insurance for its retirees. Now, one might ask, why is that? Well, a number of cities, in Louisiana as well, a number of public employees are guaranteed health insurance as though they're still an employee as a retiree, heavily subsidized by the governmental entity. And in fact, in Louisiana, most of the groups were allowed to do this by jurisdiction. Why? I know, because we evaluated it. I recognized right away, not only as the chief financial officer and a recommendation to Sheriff Harry Lee, but when I became sheriff as well, We could not afford it. It would have killed the JPSO budget. It was a great benefit to have. No argument there. For the rest of your life, you were guaranteed medical insurance. Wonderful. You know, and it was all great. But the numbers weren't there. The math didn't lie. So we couldn't make that decision. Yeah, a lot of people were upset. They kept saying, well, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, I said, they're going to go broke. A number of them have. And the realities are, math has no emotion. And you can't look at things as what's in your individual best interest. It's the entity's interest. I'm just a fiduciary. I'm a caretaker. That entity goes on. I'm out. Sheriff Joe LoPinto's in. My job was to leave that place in the best financial position that I could for my successor. Not to run it dry of everything in order to inure to my political well-being. And that's the challenges that we have here with politicians. They don't embrace the consequence. They fear the consequence. They don't embrace it. They're not willing to consume political capital. This is what I mean by that. These are tough decisions, but the entity's interest always has to outweigh the individual's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So this is what happens. So you have a lot of government pensions, 30 and out. You start to work at age 18 in many respects. By 48, you have full retirement. You're ready to go. And with that, a number of people leave. The city is paying and still subsidizing these employees. They're being replaced. So now they're subsidizing the new employee that's replacing that employee. And they're facing a whole bunch of unfunded accrued liabilities. These liabilities are stacking up. They're trying to fund them. They're not able to do so. The budget doesn't have the capacity. Now, Rahm Emanuel is smart, right? So he had a lot of retirees that he subsidized, and that subsidization was projected to increase to $540 million by 2023. Meanwhile, pension contributions, salaries are going up, pension contributions are getting greater. Does this all sound familiar? Does it all sound like the city of New Orleans? And they're having to meet those financial or expenditure demands there as well. Now, courts have ruled across this country that public employee pensions are legally protected. They're sacrosanct, and they have to be for a whole number of reasons. But these benefits as it relates to medical, there's a lot of mixed views on whether or not that's actually like a property right to these individuals, or if it was just an additional benefit that if they could afford it, they give it to you or whatever. The only ones that really get all up in arms about it are unions, right? And a lot of these cities are unionized. Their public employees are unionized, and they're not really the unions are not really in favor of moving people off of this medical benefit. A lot of folks, if they didn't have it, they would stay at work just for the medical benefit. So what they did in Chicago is Rahm Emanuel dumped the whole program as it relates to his city retirees, and he put them on the Obamacare exchanges, where the federal subsidies reduced the premium payments, and overnight, $2.1 billion of unfunded retiree health care liability, gone. Gone. Started out as a city obligation, right? Was paid as a city obligation for years. They figured out a way to make it a federal obligation. Because remember, 90% of the premium costs are paid by federal taxpayer dollars. So the Fed has now taken on the city of Chicago's unfunded accrued liability. Chicago wasn't the only one. Detroit, Stockton, California, San Bernardino, California, as the article points out. A lot of these cities had filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcies, and they began dumping these programs onto Obamacare. Detroit's $170 million annual retiree health care bill, it actually made up 20% of its general fund budget. 20%. So Obamacare became the safety valve, as the article points out, for all of these underwater cities. The cities that could never say no, right? Strong unions making demands on increase in benefits. We'll do this. We'll do that. We're upside down. We have this unfunded accrued liability. We're facing bankruptcy. This doesn't look good. We're not embracing the consequence. We're not going to consume political capital. We're going to dump these programs onto the Obamacare exchanges, and we're going to get rid of this debt. And hence, this is where we are today. So one might ask, why the additional subsidies and why make them permanent? All because of income restrictions. Because remember, the additional subsidies that were given during the pandemic removed a lot of the income caps. Why is that important as it relates to this exotic financing scheme? Is that your upper-end employees in all of these organizations, right? If you just remember yesterday's conversation about how many folks on the police force are making over $100,000 a year, over $150,000, over $200,000, over $250,000, would not be the beneficiary of the subsidies under the original Obamacare program. The lower income wage earners in these pensions that retired at a very young age would be protected. So what's happening now is that people are beginning to talk more and more about it, and we are seeing the underbelly of these schemes and how they're ultimately working. And it's going to be interesting to see how many more are going to utilize, as the Wall Street Journal refers to them, the backdoor bailout for these cities that are financially strapped and being able to move these programs to be a federal obligation as opposed to a scheme that they created. Local government created the pension benefits, the health care benefits, all of these things, you know, very rich plans that now have forced them to be upside down, completely upside down. And almost none of these cities, including this city, including most of the parishes, have set aside enough money to pay for their retirees' future health care costs. The Reason Foundation reports that the state and local governments face $958 billion in retiree medical obligations as of 2023. That's about $2,900 for every single American citizen, to put it in context. The liabilities are largest in blue states, like New York, $15,000 per capita. New Jersey, $10,599 per capita. Connecticut, $6,657 per capita, which lets the workers retire early with these generous health benefits that the federal taxpayers are paying off. So we've created these schemes, very rich, in their benefit package, and we don't have the money to support it. Obamacare comes along. I don't believe in coincidences. Never have, never will. And now we've figured out a way to bail out all of these bad decisions that they knew they could not afford going in. They knew it. They absolutely, positively knew they could not afford it going in. They did it anyway. And now they figured out a way to spread this cost across all Americans that are taxpayers here. And as more and more of these governments are trying to find ways to close budget gaps, unions may not be as resistant to this, because there really are about preservation of jobs first, benefits second, and they may have to compromise on this issue. And the thing about that is that this liability, this unfunded accrued liability by state and locals that's going to get pushed off to this Affordable Care Act program, which makes this even more upside down, which is why these subsidies cannot become permanent. Because they would be less likely to make these decisions if a good percentage of their employees don't get covered. Right? It becomes a real problem for them. New York City last year, and in case you didn't know, New York City has 300,000 city employees, spent $3.7 billion on retiree health care. We'll see whether or not Mamdani ends up trying to move this the same way that Rahm Emanuel did before, in order to free up the dollars necessary to give all of the other things that he wants free. Interesting comment that he made last evening in his victory speech is he challenged Donald Trump, and forget about whether or not it's Donald Trump or any other president, that he's going to use the court system to make sure that he gets what he wants. So instead of all of these folks, as the article points out, embracing the consequence, consuming political capital, making the tough decisions, these cities and states will try to shift their liabilities, and in this particular case, their retirement liabilities, to the national taxpayers via the Affordable Care Act. And what's going to happen is when you overload these exchanges with older, sicker risk pool, guess what happens? Yeah, the math doesn't lie, right? The premiums are going to go up. And it's actually going to exacerbate this problem, not make it any worse. And as the article points out, it's probably what prompted Democrats to sweeten the subsidies in the first place. Do you believe in this coincidence? I don't. I think it was intentional. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.